Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again just to reach the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood in Madisonville, Tennessee here. So we're glad that you've called in and be a part of it. And we appreciate each and every one that does call in. So if you'd like to be a part of this service tonight, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us and speaking to the whole world. So that's 310-742-1759. So just call in and be a part of it. Our subject tonight is, what's the shout about? You know, God used the shout to destroy the yokes of the burdens of the troubles of Satan. So that's what we've got to shout about tonight, praise God. If we just take and just shout the victory, God will come through for us and lift him up. So call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on line with us. So we got a 706 caller there. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Hey there, Brother Roy. This is Brother Tony Garcia from Dalton, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother Tony. Glad you called in there. So just go ahead and obey the Lord there. And the title of our message tonight is What's They to Shout About? So,
Amen. All so, right, brother. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the broadcast with y'all tonight. Amen. God is good, and I just want to say I love the Lord tonight, and He's been a blessing us. So we had a little bit of a snowstorm last week, and I was stuck at work. That's why I didn't get the call on last week. But but God kept everybody safe, and there were some tragedies around here due to car wrecks and everything. But y'all just keep those family members and those families in prayers. Last week was a rough week down in this part of Georgia and in Atlanta. And y'all just pray for those families, and if everybody would remember, we're having a revival this Saturday and Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and Sunday morning, Sunday night at 6 o'clock at Varnell Full Gospel Church. Brother Shane Cohen is going to come and he's going to run a revival for us for a couple of days there. Praise the Lord, we're praying for a big move of God right there, and that God will move in a mighty way. Amen. But praise the Lord, and I got your message before I called in tonight, brother. And this was one of the things. This is one of the things that God had laid on my heart as I was beginning to say, God, what would you have me to bring tonight? Amen. I'm gonna bring something out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm gonna begin in verse 17. It says, "For a lot of afflictions which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Lord. You hear right there where I was going when you first opened up, when you said that that we've got a shout to run off the devil, amen. The devil will try to do many things while we're on this earth to discourage us and bring us down, amen, and try to cause us to lose faith, amen. But we've got a reason to shout, amen. And
amen.
And that verse right there just brought a big reason, opened my eyes right there, of course, and I hope it opens up a lot of people's eyes. That we've got a reason to shout tonight. And no matter what we go through in life, no matter what the struggles we go through, no matter no matter what kind of pains we go through, or what kind of pains we go through, or what kind of storms we go through, church, we've got a reason to shout, because this world is on temporary. The pain of this world is on temporary. The suffering of this world is on temporary. The hunger, the sickness, the pain, and everything that we go through on this earth is only temporary. But praise God, I'm glad to know that I'm going to a place that's not going to be temporary. Hallelujah! I can shout tonight because I know that I'm going to a place that's going to last, that's going to be forever. I'll be around the throne of God for the rest of my days, amen. And I'll be shouting with the angels and singing those heavenly songs, knowing that I don't have to worry about those pains on earth no more. Knowing that I don't have to worry about the pain in the bills. I get things taken care of, because the things of this world is only temporary, church, because I'm going to a place full of eternity. I'm going to a place where I'll be there forever, church, surrounded around the throne of God on that crystal shore, church. I know sometimes we go through things and we go through troubles and trials in this life, church, and the devil tries to shake our faith and tell us that we ought to just doubt God and just give up on him. But praise God, I've got a reason to shout tonight because I can tell Satan that the things of this world are only temporary, and I won't lose faith in my God, because he's an everlasting God. And when I leave this soul world, church, and I lay this soul body down, God's going to give me a brand new glorified body. And I don't know about anybody else tonight, but that's a reason to shout. That's a reason to praise God tonight, because I'm looking forward to eternity, church. I've got a destination waiting for me on the other side, church. I know a lot of people right now, they're not saved and they don't know God, church. And I tell you what, that's a shame, because their destination right now, they're looking at hell's claim. But church, I'll tell you what, I've got a destination waiting on the other side of that crystal shore. I've got a destination on the other side of those pearly gates. I've got a destination to be seated right there beside the man with the nail scars hand and the nail scars feet and the scars around his head when he had thorns placed in his head. I've got a destination waiting for me on the other side, church. I've got glory waiting for me on the other side. And I don't care what anybody tries to say. No matter what you go through, you do not have to doubt God. No matter what your children go through, no matter what your family go through, no matter what the bosses put you through at work, you do not have to doubt God, because God is still God. And if you claim to be his child, you've got a reason to shout. If you claim to be his child, no matter what pain you go through, no matter what the sickness the doctor tries to say is on you, you've got a reason to shout, church, because the things of this world will fade away. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, God will never fade. He said, I am the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore, church. And I'm looking for that forevermore. I'm looking for that eternity. I'm looking for that everlasting life when I get over there, church, when I get to the other side. I can say, when I go through pains, I can say, hey, it ain't going to be forever. When I go through struggles and I have to worry about my bills, I can say, hey, it ain't going to be forever, because I've got a God waiting. That's got a crown of life waiting for me on the other side. I've got a God that's got a brand new body. They won't have no more sickness. They won't have no more pain. They won't have no more fear. They won't have no more stress. I've got a brand new body. They won't have none of that waiting for me on the other side. And I've got a reason to shout. I've got a reason to praise God. I've got a reason to glorify him. I don't have to be discouraged. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to wake up every day wondering, oh God, how I'm going to do it. I can wake up every day saying, God, only you can do it. God, I can praise you because I know you're going to bring me through this storm. God, I can praise you because this storm is going to pass, because the things of this world will fade. But God, your love, God, your mercy, your grace, your miracles, and your blessings will never fade, because I'm your child. So as the Bible said, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me the rest of my days. Hallelujah. And I don't know about anybody else, church, and I just want to praise God for his goodness and mercy. I want to shout because of his goodness and mercy. I want to hallelujah. I want to shout because I know his goodness is upon me. His blessings is upon me. Not because of anything I deserve or anything that I've done, church, but because I'm serving a God today that's still alive. I'm serving a God today that gives us a reason to shout, that gives us a reason to praise his name. I'm serving a God that gives us a reason, that gives me a reason to lift my hands in honor here tonight, church. I love the Lord tonight, church, and I don't know about anybody else, but if you don't know God, if you don't know God, and you don't know why we talk, church, I believe it's time that you get to know God. I believe it's time that you open up your heart to Him. Accept Him into your
Amen.
Life. Accept in your heart and say, God, show me this reason to shout. And I believe tonight, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this broadcast at, if you just say, God, I want to accept you into my life. I don't want to have to worry about my problems no more. I want to give them all to you, and I want to accept you in my life and believe in you and follow you the rest of my days. You'll realize why people like me and Brother Lord shout. You'll realize why these preachers shout. You'll realize why we can lift our hands and give God the glory. You'll realize why we can go through our days and not have to worry, because everything in our life is placed in God's hands, church. And I know I've got bills to pay. I know I've got to go to a job, church. And I know sometimes this body might be sick and afflicted, church, but I've got a God who's in control of it all, church, and I can shout because he's in the midst. I can shout because all of my problems, church, are in His hand, and I don't have to worry because they're in His hand. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord tonight, and that's just what the Lord laid on my heart to bring, and I pray that somebody got a blessing out of this night, and I pray that it encourages people, no matter who you are or where you are. And I just want to say, if you don't know the Lord, and you know, a lot of times people that are lost wonder why we shout, amen. They wonder why we're so happy, why we can rejoice. Because that blood has been shed for our redemption. That blood has been shed for our sins. It didn't just cover our sins, but it washed them all away, hallelujah. It washed away
amen.
Our sins and made us a brand new person, amen. That blood is there to show us that Jesus Christ is our way to heaven, that we have a ticket to heaven if we just receive it tonight, amen. And we can shout, church, I can shout just by telling you, I can shout alone just to know that I don't have to go to hell, but I'm going home. I'm going to heaven, church. I'm going where God created me to be, church. I can shout for that right now because Jesus Christ died for my sins, and He paid that price for my soul because He loved me. Because He loved me, church. I'm glad. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to know that I've got a God and I'm serving a living Savior who loves me tonight, church. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Brother Lord, once again for allowing me to preach on the broadcast. And I pray that y'all continue to have a wonderful broadcast tonight, and that God you continue to use all the ministers tonight. Praise the Lord. We love y'all, and we're praying for y'all, brother, and just everybody keep praying for us and Don Georgia, and God bless everybody. We love you, Brother Lord.
Okay, we love you. We'll keep you in our prayers, Brother Tony Jones. Keep us in your prayers. We appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the wonderful word that you brought there tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Lord.
Okay. 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother John, you know the subject there, so just go ahead and obey the Lord there tonight.
All right. Well, appreciate the opportunity to come, and we're speaking tonight on what's the shout about, amen, and hallelujah. You know, God, the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me out of the book of Joshua, and amen. And in the book of Joshua, for those of you that know, Joshua was the leader of the children of Israel, amen. Moses had died, and now Joshua had become, amen, the leader of the children of Israel. And, amen, they had come to the place, amen, and God had given them victory after victory after victory. You know, tonight, amen, that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And amen, as they had, amen, had served the Lord God, they had served Yahweh, amen, and hallelujah, they'd come, amen, and they come to the place of Jericho. Jericho was a place, amen, amen, there was many different cultic practices there, and amen, it was a city, amen, of great walls and magnitude. They had chariot races on the top, and so a lot of people talked about and trusted in the walls around the, amen, city of Jericho, amen, and hallelujah, they talked about the strength of the walls. But I serve a God tonight, amen, as, amen, Joshua had come to the place, and God began to speak unto them, amen, amen, this was a city, amen, near to the river Jordan, amen, and as they were going upon their way, amen, the Bible says that Joshua there in chapter 2 began to tell them and declare unto them that he sent two spies, amen, two to search out the land, amen, there in the city of Jericho. And the Bible says as he despised secretly, amen, upon amen, the land. And so as they went and they went into the city, they went to a harlot's house, amen, a prostitute's house, whose name was Rahab, and they lodged there. As they lodged there, amen, the king of Jericho, amen, had heard, amen, that the men had come, amen, unto her in the night, amen, and he had heard, amen, that they were searching out the country. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he went and sent, amen, amen, to Rahab, the Bible says, to bring forth these men that had come to her, amen, for they had come to search out all the country. But I want you to know tonight, amen, that when they went to the harlot's house, you need to know one thing. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. The Bible says he was small in stature, amen. He was a publican. In other words, he was a tax collector, amen. And because of his stature, amen, there was a day that Jesus come by. You need to know, amen, amen. The Bible says that they were searching out, amen, the countryside. But I want to tell you something tonight. God didn't want the city of Jericho. God didn't want the walls, amen. God didn't want anything in Jericho except for Rahab and the house, amen. Because you need to know, just like when Zacchaeus, you know, the Bible says that Zacchaeus being a small stature, it come, and many believed, amen, that he was a tax collector. He was shunned, amen. He was a publican, and amen, he could not see Jesus, amen. So he called up in a sycamore tree, and he positioned himself to see this one called Jesus. Amen. And tonight, church, those of you underneath the sound of my voice, you need to position yourself to see the Lord God tonight. You need to position yourself to see the salvation of the Lord. And the Bible says, amen, that he said, Zacchaeus, he said, today salvation has come to your house. He said, well, the Lord has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And that's what they were doing. These spies, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. They were searching out the land. Like I said, God had spoken to them, had told them that everything in that city was accursed, that they were to not take anything, because if they took anything in the city of Jericho, they would be a part of that curse. And I'm speaking prophetically to you tonight. God is sending to your place, and there are many underneath the sound of my voice that you have partaken of things that have caused a curse upon your life because you've become a part of it. You've taken things, amen, of the world, and it's become one with you. You need to know tonight, amen, that amen, tonight you need to be one with Jesus, because that's something that will give you the shout about. And the Bible says that the woman took the two men and hid them. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight, amen, she hid them. Amen. And the Bible says that at about the time of the shutting of the gates, in other words, the cities at that time, they would always shut the gate to the entrance to the city when it was getting dark. Amen. You need to know something tonight. It's getting dark, and darkness is coming upon the land. Getting dark time, and the gates just about, amen, getting ready to close. And you need to know, amen, amen, that darkness is upon the land. And the Bible says, amen, that she didn't know where they went, but she hid them, amen, among the flax on the roof. Amen. Just like the woman, amen, that says, hallelujah, in Proverbs 31, that she seeketh wool and flax, and she had that flax on her roof, laid it in order, and as she had laid it in order, she hid the men up on the roof of the house. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, she went to the men and said, I don't know which way they went. Amen. Paraphrasing it. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight. Hallelujah. That has, amen. Hallelujah. They walked a different walk. You need to know tonight that believe don't walk by sight, but they walk by faith. Amen. And these men, amen, walked a different walk. Amen. That those in Jericho walked a different walk than those, amen, of the world. And the Bible says this, hallelujah, and the Bible declares, amen, that she said, I didn't know which way the men went. They said, but she told them, she said, go after them, pursue after them. Amen. And the Bible says that they went out there, and right after the men pursued after them, she said, you might overtake them, that they shut the gate. Hallelujah. When they shut the gate, the Bible says that she went up before they had laid down, and she began to speak to them. And she said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. They hadn't even come, but she had a knowledge. This woman had a word of knowledge. She said, I know that the Lord's given you the land. Hallelujah. And your terrors fall upon us. And the inhabitants of the land are fainting because of you. They haven't even got there. Oh, hallelujah. You need to know tonight that men and women of God will become a terror, amen, unto the enemy. They'll come in one way and flee. Come in one way, flee five ways. They'll come in two ways. Two will come in and 10,000 shall leave. In other words, amen. There's something to shout about because the enemy will go before you. Amen. The enemy will flee when nothing is pursuing them. Hallelujah. Just like it was, amen, there in 2 Kings where it talked about the Syrian army, that there was a noise from heaven, amen, and those four lepers, amen, went in there. Amen. God sent a noise, amen, and because they were shut up, that city was shut up, amen, they had basically no finances, amen, they were selling donkey heads and all kinds of stuff, amen, but he said, tomorrow about this time, you need to know that tomorrow about this time, you're going to have something to shout about, if you'll believe, hallelujah, and we need to know tonight, amen, that the Bible says that. She said that we had heard that the Lord dried the water of the Red Sea. We had heard, amen, how you had overcome the two kings of the Amorites. Amen. If she heard, that means one thing. She had a hearing. If she had a hearing, she had a faith. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, faith coming by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. She had a faith already. She was a woman of faith. And even though her lifestyle wasn't the best, she began to turn around. She began to become a woman of faith. She began to lay some things in order in her life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this was a woman, no doubt. She didn't want to live this lifestyle. There are many underneath the sound of my voice. You don't want to live the lifestyle you're living. God's getting ready to give you something to shout about tonight, church, because you need to know that God is on the way to rescue you. God is on the way to redeem you. He said, I am thy redeemer. I am thy kinsman redeemer. Thy kinsman, amen. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, the Bible says, amen. She said, because I've showed you kindness. What will you give me to show the kindness in my father's house? A true token. She said, not only will I want to do this, but I want you to save a life, my father and my mother and my brother and my sisters and all that have, and deliver our lives from death. In other words, she was asking for her life because I've showed you kindness. Amen. What will you do? And the Bible says, because our life for yours, if you had her not this business. And then the Bible says she let them down by a cord through the window, for the house was upon the town wall, and she dwelled upon the wall. Amen. You need to know, amen, the walls of Jericho. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 60:18, he says, thy gate of violence and peace shall come, or violence shall go away, and peace shall come, for thy walls shall be salvation and thy gates praise. You need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is building up some new walls, some new Jerusalem. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 that Jerusalem that is above, in other words, new Jerusalem coming down, is free and mother of us all. You need to know that when John saw in the book of Revelation, he saw new Jerusalem coming down. He saw the mother of all who was free. All the mother of the children of the Spirit of God, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. But the Bible declares in Isaiah 54, verse 1, says that the children of the desolate is more than the children of the married. In other words, what it was saying is that was talking about the Jews with the ascension of the Gentiles. In other words, the children of the Spirit would be much more than the children of the flesh, because they had begun, amen, to come and have a belief and a faith. Here this woman had a faith already in the God of Israel. And the Bible says she already knew that God was going to give them the land. She already knew that God was going to give them this. She said, you need to know that your Lord, your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. She already knew and proclaimed that he was God and Lord. There was a proclamation. No man can call the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Jesus, Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You need to know that by the Spirit. So she let him down by a cord. Amen. And that cord, hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen. She told him to go hide themselves 3 days in the mountains. Go to the mountains. You know what that was representing? The 3 days, amen, because after the 3 days, they would come up out of the mountains, out of the hiding place. You need to know today that's a type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ being hidden in the earth, amen, pursuing you, amen, amen, hallelujah. Death tried to come, but he come out there to bring life because they had come on the third day. They would raise up, amen, and come back for a salvation. You need to know on the third day the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your salvation tonight on the third day, because, amen, he said, whosoever cometh unto Christ, all things become new. You need to know tonight, amen, that God had a plan. God had a purpose. God had a plan to save Rahab, the harlot, and her father's house. Everyone that abided in that house would be saved. He had a proclamation, and the Bible says, and the man said unto her there, hallelujah, in verse 18, chapter 2, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind the lion which goeth red in the window, which shall be let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. You need to know something. God's trying to bring everyone home unto him. Amen. And amen. It's all by that scarlet thread. It's all by that line. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4 and 12, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Amen. And that scarlet thread that let these men down by a window, you need to know that line of scarlet thread was the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they were tied up in the window, and amen, it's just like the Passover. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When death comes to Jericho, when the walls start coming and tumbling down, amen, it's not going to come nigh into that dwelling. Amen, hallelujah. It's just going to bring Rahab's house, who's on the town wall, down in the ground level. Amen. God's trying to bring, amen, because the Bible says, hallelujah, I believe it's in Ephesians chapter 4. Those walls of Jericho, amen, amen, Ephesians chapter 2 talks about, for he is our peace, verse 14, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Amen. And later on I'm going to give you an example, amen, of what happened. But the walls of Jericho were walls of partition, walls of separating that had separated them from the Lord God. Amen. But he said, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment, or contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. What he done was he made peace in the house of Rahab and in her father's house, because they were the old man, but now is the Lord Jesus Christ and the men, amen, and the people of God had come. He was making peace because there was not peace in Rahab's house. There was not peace. She didn't want to live that way. She didn't want to live that lifestyle, but God is getting ready to give her a new lifestyle. God's getting ready, because the Bible says, whosoever come into him, I make all things new, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof. When there was a variance there, when there was a hatred there, when there was a gulf there, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, amen, flesh and spirit became one, and there was one access, amen, there was the door, amen, that hung on the cross, the door of heaven. In John chapter 10, he said, I am the door. And when the door hung on the cross, on the threshold, and the blood was on the threshold, they saw the Passover lamb, they saw the scarlet thread. And tonight, if you're hanging on to that last shred of hope, I guarantee the bloodline will not break. Hallelujah. When you tie it to the windows, hallelujah. And the Bible says, He came and preached peace to you which were afar and to them that were nigh. Hallelujah. For through him we both have access by one Spirit and the Father. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, had come to give Rahab and her house. To give Rahab, yes, she was a harlot. Yes, she was a prostitute. To give the prostitute. To give the sinner. To give the publicans. To give, amen, amen, those. To receive us as sinners, like the Apostle Paul. Amen. The walls were broken down. Amen. Because God's getting ready to build a new city. He said, amen. He said, a city set upon a hill. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's getting ready to get rid of that city of Jericho, that not one stone would be upon another. But the Bible says, amen, hallelujah. They told her, amen. And so they went and they returned to Joshua. And amen, they began to tell, amen, of what had happened. And the Bible says, hallelujah, going on over there, hallelujah, that the city was shut up there, and going over to chapter 6 of Joshua, the book of Joshua. And amen, Israel had compassed around, amen, Jericho. None were coming in, none were going out. The Bible says, God began to speak to Joshua, told him that I've given you, amen, into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. I've given you every one of the men, amen, I've given unto you. Amen, and you shall compass the city, all ye men of war. Amen, hallelujah. And you shall go around the city once. Thou shalt do 6 days and over around the city once. Compass the city one time. One march. One time. And the Bible says, and seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. That's the shofar. And the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Tonight, church, I'm talking about a gospel. I'm talking about a relationship. I'm talking about a shout that will break the walls of Jericho down. I'm talking about a shout. Amen. When the priesthood, when the ministry begins to lift up their voice at the voice of a trumpet. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud and spare not. In other words, what he was saying, he said, when you go before the ark, when you go before the presence of the Lord, when you blow on that ram's horn, that shofar, hallelujah, don't hold back. Cry aloud and spare not. Blow the trumpet, hallelujah, and let the people shout with a great shout. The Hebrew word there was ruah. In other words, it's a battle cry. Amen. Lift up the battle cry. Ruah. It's just like, amen, hallelujah. We have, like the Marines have their battle cry. But this was the battle cry, amen, of the God of battles and the people of God. And the Bible says, amen, as they came, amen, they passed on every day at one time. Amen. The seven priests went before them. Amen. But they opened not their voice. The Bible says there in chapter 6, verse 10, Joshua commanded people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of the mouth until the day I bid you to shout. Then shall you shout. Oh, church, God is getting ready to bid you to shout. God's getting ready when you open not your mouth. There's a time of silence. There's a season of not opening our mouths. And, amen, just marching. So the children of Israel, amen, they didn't open their mouths. Amen, it wasn't time to shout. But I'm going to tell you, on that seventh day, it was time to shout. On that Sabbath day, it was time to shout. Amen, at the end of this thing, it's time to shout. Church, oh, come on. Right now, you might not be able to open your mouth. You might just be marching. Amen. You might just be getting ready for your shout tonight. You might just be getting ready for the trumpet to blow. You might just be getting ready for a great shout. I had a brother in the Lord. He used to kid me about. Amen. When the Spirit of God comes, he said, Brother John, hold my mule because I'm about to shout. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight. Somebody might have some old stubborn donkeys that you need someone to hold on to. Just tie them up and go ahead and shout. Get ready to shout. Because right now you're just marching. Right now you're just getting ready to bring the... Right now there's just, amen, there's just some compassing about the things of the enemy. Hallelujah. Right now you got the enemy shut up. He can't go out and he can't go in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He done got him bound.
And the Bible says, hallelujah, that came to pass on the seventh day, that they arose early about the dawning of the day. He said, he that seeks me early, I shall be found of you. Amen, the dawning of the day. That reminds me, amen, of the dawning, amen, of that first day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says they compassed in the same manner seven times. And but this time they compassed seven times because this was the seventh day. And the Bible says in chapter 6, verse 16, and it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Lift up the battle cry, Ruah! Lift it up because I've given you the city. Oh, tonight, church, he's giving you the city. Honey, I'm not talking about Jericho. I'm talking about New Jerusalem. I'm talking about a city that's holy. I'm talking about a city that, you know what, there'll be no night there because the sun will be the light. I'm talking about a city you can dwell in tonight that the gates will never be closed. Oh, I'm talking about the gates of pearl, amen, will be opened up, amen, and you can be on the inside. I'm talking about a great holy city that you can walk in, and the Bible says in verse 17, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein. I give you the city, but everything in the city is accursed. To the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, it talks about a man that he let a man went to a far country and he went out his vineyard, amen, to husbandmen, to farmers, amen. And the prophets come, the servants came to get what was the supposed to be the harvest, and they wanted to hold on to it. Tonight, church, if you hold on to your life, if you hold on to the harvest, if you hold on to the things that God has given you, you're going to lose your life. The Bible says when they came, amen, to gather what they had, the harvest, they stoned some and killed some. And then the son came, and they said, this is the heir. If we kill him, then we can have it all. And that's what they tried to do. They killed Jesus. They crucified him, who made both Lord and Christ. But I'm going to tell you about a promise tonight. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. He said, you've killed both Lord and Christ. He said, shall we do? He said, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall be saved. This is the thing, he said, and this promises unto you and to your children. As many as are far off, the Lord our God shall call. God came. God came to a harlot to bring her into the lineage. Rahab was in the maternal lineage of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, so the people shouted in verse 20, when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Church, tonight, if you'll shout, every mountain, every hindrance, every wall of partition will fall down before your eyes, and you'll walk straight forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But you know what? You won't go in there to get the city. You'll go in there to get the harlots. You'll go in there to get the prostitutes. You'll go in there to get the drug addicts. You've been sent there. These messengers were sent to spy out the land, not for the land itself. Oh, it's accursed. But it's what's in the house. It's what's underneath that scarlet thread. It's what's underneath the bloodline tonight, church. Hallelujah. It's what's underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the ones that are at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah. It's the ones that are, amen, in the foundation. And the Bible says, you want to talk about a shout? The Bible says this, and I'm going to give it back to the brother, your word. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 13, it said, but I will not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that ye saw or not, even as others which have no hope. In other words, those that are asleep and in the sleep of death. He said, I wouldn't have you ignorant to sorrow those that are asleep in Christ. No, he's talking about believers here, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, having a hope. What did Rahab say? I know that the Lord's given you the land. I know that the Lord, your God, is the Lord of heaven and in earth. He's the only God. She said, I had heard. In other words, she had a faith. There was a woman. Her life was getting ready to be changed. All she asks is for the life of her father's house and those that abide. Everyone that was in that bloodline, everyone that was underneath that scarlet thread, everyone that was in that bloodline, amen, would be saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. You know what he did? He come. He said, Rahab, come with me. You know what he's saying tonight? He's saying to all of you underneath the sound of my voice, I'm getting ready to shout, and I'm taking you with me. I'm getting ready to shout. Why am I shouting? Because I'm going to wake you out of your sleep. I'm going to wake you out of your darkness. I'm going to wake you out of your nighttime. I'm going to wake you out of a sleep. I've got an alarm, amen, hallelujah, that I'm sounding. And the Bible says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Remember, they said they couldn't say anything. He meant it was time to shout. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, we'll not go before them that are asleep in Jesus Christ. Those that have already slept, those believers, amen, that are already in rest, already waiting. You know what they're waiting for? They're just waiting just like Rahab. Amen. Hallelujah. When he comes back, they're looking for that scarlet thread in the window. They're looking, amen, when the Lord comes back. He's looking for the bloodline. Hallelujah. When death is coming, amen, it's got to go away from the bloodline. It can't cross the bloodline, church. Death, disease, sickness can't cross the bloodline. Amen. That's the sleeping area. That's the rest area. That's where they're entering into the, where there is a rest. The Bible says in Isaiah 28, there is a rest wherein the weary is to rest. Those that are resting, amen, those that have come to a place of promise, and those that have went on and are sleeping in, yeah, they've come to a place of promise, but you that are alive and remain, you have a place of promise also. You've come, amen, and as these men spied out the land, they were looking not for the land, they weren't like the children of Israel there when they were in the wilderness to spy out the land, the place of promise. God has a place of promise for you. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says this, that we that are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, the Lord's coming, shall not prevent them which are asleep. Hallelujah. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. With a shout. The Lord himself. There's going to be one day, amen, the children of Israel shouted around Jericho, that I serve a God tonight that's going to shout from heaven. And you know why he's shouting? He's coming back to get you.
Amen.
Because you're all. He's coming back to get the Rahabs. He's coming back to get the Lloyds. He's coming back to get the Bettys. He's coming back to get the Brother Clint. He's coming back to get his son, daughter Joanna. He's coming back to get the Gladys. He's coming back to get the Tonys. He's coming back to get he's coming back whoever you are right now. He's coming back. He's going to come back with a shout. Hallelujah. And he's going to come right before you. For the Lord himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Amen. That was water there. The trumpets are coming. Amen. The priests are going to blow the trumpets, and God himself is going to shout and give him the city. He's giving you because he's come for you tonight. Amen. What's the shout about? There's something to shout about tonight because the Lord is coming. He's going to shout himself, and he's going to take all those that have hid his messengers, that have hid his people, and now their life is hid. No matter what you've done, no matter what sin you committed, no matter what occupation you have, God is coming after you because there's a thin scarlet thread. You are on the last thread of hope, but he's begotten you again into a lively hope. What's the shout about? The Lord's coming. Listen for the shout because he's coming to take you home. And with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's coming to take you home with him. What have you got to shout about? Oh, it's shouting time. It's shouting time. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. I tell you, I was sitting here thinking, you know, Jesus is going to come back with a shout to get his own. And, you know, everything he's done it with a shout. Praise God. And, you know, just thinking about there, whenever they was going around the Jericho wall, as you brought out there a while ago, they went around six times, real quiet and real silent, nothing. But that seventh day, the seventh time going around, they went with a shout. And the walls fell right down before their eyes. And tonight, that's all we've got to do. Whenever we got feel like the Jericho walls build up around us, and just start giving God the praise and start giving him the shout. and crying out to him, Jericho walls have to fall, praise God. I'm glad of that tonight. I'm so thankful that, praise God, that just a shout will move God. Praise the Lord. I see that we've got another call in here. I'll find out who they are. Then we'll get Tim to sing. Then we'll get them on there to obey the Lord. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother and Sister Green up here in Springboro, Ohio. And we're just glad to be on the program tonight and enjoying it so far.
Amen. We're glad you called in there, brother. So I'm going to let Tim go ahead and sing, then we'll get you on there to obey the Lord then.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Rise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of Christ my Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. It shall be time in heaven. I've said no one's lost his sound. It shall be time in heaven. Salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice, and all my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It shall be time in heaven. Oh yes, it shall be time. And ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall, if you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Well, it's shouting time in heaven. A sinner one lost is found. It's shouting time in heaven. Salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice, no mountains been covered by the crimson glow, and now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord, my name is written down in the courts above. It shall be time in heaven, oh yes, it's shouting time. Well, it's shouting time in heaven, I've been a once lost and found. It's shouting time in heaven, salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice, and all my sins have been covered by the crimson flow, and now I'm feeling fine. And I'm walking on the highway with my Lord, my name is written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven, oh yes, it's shouting time. No wonder the angels rejoice, and all my sins have been covered by the crimson flow, and now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It's out in time in heaven. Oh, yes, it's out in time. I said it's out in time in heaven. Oh, yes, it's out in time. Well, no wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins are covered. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord. My name is written down in the courts above. It's out in time in heaven. Oh, yes, it's out in time. I said it's out in time in heaven. Oh, yes, it's out in time.
Praise praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. So I tell you, it is shouting time in heaven. I believe it's a shouting time here if we want to shout. So I just praise God for it. So Brother Green, you're Sister Green, one, just go ahead and obey the Lord. And just
okay, Brother Earwood, it's like I say, to be with you. Thank God that we can shout, that there's times that we shout and we get happy and we sing and praise God. And when we come into the house of God, many times we do shout. And I was thinking the other night, we had a service over at the church Sunday night, and the Spirit of God moved and people was shouting, and there was some people are running, and it was really good. And I tell you, the Bible backs this up. And if you go to a church and they never shout, I'd be wondering what's going on. I'd be wondering if I need to go look for another church. Maybe I can find one where they do shout, because I kind of believe myself, according to the scriptures, that it's proper and it's it is the will of God that we shout, and
Amen.
We should know what we're shouting about. I do agree with that. You know, we can't just shout because of anything, but we need to know mentally and spiritually what we are shouting about. And I know there's been times that I've shouted. I got so happy that I'd get to shouting. I thank God that he does do that. He gives us a shout, and we know that it's good for us also to shout, that it refreshes us in our spirit, and it lifts us up. Many times we go service after service sometimes, and we don't shout. But when we do get to shout, why, we go home feeling good and feeling refreshed and feeling different. I know sometimes I've been to church and they prayed for me and I'd fall out in the spirit and lay there and couldn't get up a lot of times for quite a while. And when I did get up, I just felt like a different person, felt like I was light as a feather, and just felt like I didn't have a care in the world. And I tell you, that's what God wants. He don't want us to be burdened down with the cares and the things of this life, but he wants us to come into the house of God, and he wants us to get our mind on him, and to come in one accord, one place, when we come together with the saints and to congregate with the saints of God, and we come in his name, and he said he'd be there in the midst of us, and we can rejoice because we know that he is in the midst of us, and we can rejoice because, you know, when I got saved, he gave me something I could feel. And sometimes I feel this, Brother Earwood. I feel it all over me, praise God. And he gets in my feet sometimes. It gets in my hands, praise God, and gets all over me, praise God. But the main thing is we need him on the inside. We need salvation. If we're not saved, we need to give our heart to God, because God did it all at Calvary. When he sent Christ to die for our sins. And I tell you, if you want to shout, you got to get on shouting ground. You know, you can't shout if you're out there living for the devil. I don't know how you could shout in the presence of God. But when we get into the presence of God and we know that we're living right and we know we've been doing what the Lord wants us to do, then I believe we're a candidate for the blessings of God. And I believe shouting is one of those blessings that he gives us. And I'm just so glad. You know, I don't shout a lot, but I do shout. And I thank God for every time that the Lord has ever shouted me. And I think some people I know, seems like every time they go to church, I just about, they got their shouting shoes on. And I tell you, I want to keep my shouting shoes on. If God wants me to shout, I want to do it. Praise God. I want to obey God. But I'll tell you something. Most of the time when I shout, it seemed like the Lord. It wasn't something I done. It was something he done. And he done it for me, and I thank God for that tonight. I thank God that what he's done is what I think about when I go to the house of God. I think, what has he done? Well, he died on the cross that I could be saved, and he went back to heaven, and he sent back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and he gave us everything we needed, and he makes intercession for us, the Bible said over in Romans in chapter 8, said the Spirit maketh intercession for us sometimes, and I thank God that when we can't pray, he can pray through us, and he knows the will of God. And when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we're building up ourselves in our most holy faith. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, he's building us up, and he's doing things for us. Praise God, he gave us salvation. He not only gave us salvation for the soul, but he gave us healing for the body. And he's given us eternal life. He's given us good things. Down here, he satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. He's never left us. He'll never forsake us. And I think about all these things. I think about what the blood has done for me. I thank God that the blood done signed my name. Praise God that Calvary was enough, and it has sufficed. God, that Jesus paid the price of all mankind. The sins of the world was laid upon him, and I thank God when I get to thinking about all these things, I can get happy. I thank God for John 3:16. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If we didn't have any other blessing, and that's all we had, well, that'd be plenty enough to shout about. When we Amen. Come into the house of God and we're in the presence of the Lord, I'll tell you that we're on shouting ground, Brother Yearwood. We're in a place where God's at. I thought about Moses on the hillside at the burning bush, and God said, "Take your shoes off, Moses. You're on a holy ground." I'll tell you, we can dance before the Lord if we're doing right, if we're living right, if we're believing right. We know that God's going to move on us, praise God, and he's going to use us in whatever manner that's needed to be done. You know, sometimes I think there's people in the house that don't understand shouting, but I'll tell you, you can find it all through the Bible. I was looking back in the book of Psalms, and I found many places there in the book of Psalms where the Bible tells us how that the saints would shout for joy. I want to turn to one of those places over here in Psalms in chapter, I believe it's 95, chapter 95 of Psalms, and it tells us a little bit right there on what God thinks about, you know, this. It says here, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice," says, "harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness." You know, those people in the wilderness hardened their heart. But I tell you, we need not to harden our heart. You know things are going to happen in this world that we can't understand. We know that there's going to be good times and there's going to be bad times. There's going to be times of plenty and times of lack. And you know, there's going to be times of war and times of peace, but I'll tell you, We don't need to let all this stuff get us down and get our mind off of God, because we know God is a good God.
Amen.
We know that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given us good things. Every good and perfect gift, the Bible says, cometh down from the Father above, from the Father of lights. And, you know, he's not given us things that are bad, but the Bible tells us that if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give good things unto them that love him? And I tell you, he's not withholding any good thing from them that walk uprightly before him. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think him. And the goodness of God is without measure. You can't measure how good God is. It goes far beyond however far we can think of the goodness of God. God is greater than anything that we can think. I was thinking earlier today, I thought if we truly understood the grace of God and if we understood God and the things that he has done for us, I just don't believe we could keep from shouting. I believe we'd shout more and more.
Amen.
Maybe that's why some people shout more than others. Maybe they got greater revelation on how great God is. I don't know. But I'd like to have greater revelation myself, and I'd like to do a little more shouting than I've done in the past. And if it pleases God, I'm for it. I'll tell you what. Sometimes, you know, people get in their mind that we just go into the house of God, just be quiet and all of that. But, you know, I think if we understand our Bible, they made a loud noise unto the Lord, and they praised him, and they worshiped him. And I read Psalms 95. I want to go over here to Psalms 98. It says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." Now he said here to make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. "Sing unto the Lord with the harp, with the harp and with the voice of psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornets. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity." In Psalms 100 it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." So I'm reading here in the Word of God, and I'm finding how that we need to bless the Lord, that we need to play loud, the Bible said, and make a joyful noise and praise him and lift up our voice. I want to turn over to Psalms 132, I believe it is, and read something there in Psalms 132. Praise God. In verse 9, it says, "Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy." So it tells us here that the saints should shout for joy. And in verse 16, "I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy." So the Bible clearly tells us that the saints should shout aloud for joy. And so that's a normal thing for the saints of God. And if we're truly the saints of God, and our church is a church with saints in it, there ought to be a time when the saints will shout. It may be a time when they'll dance, you know. Somebody might get on this, but I was thinking about David, you know. But, you know, David shouted. You know, David danced before the Lord with all his might. And I'm going to turn it back over here to Sister Joanna. And I thank God for being on here tonight.
Praise God. Good to be with you all. And thank you all for giving us the opportunity to be on here with you tonight. And thinking about that question, what are you shouting about? And I asked myself that question, what am I shouting about, Brother Yearwood? If someone was asking me that, what would I have to say to them? And you know, I was thinking how thankful I am that I go to a Pentecostal church where we're not sitting there looking like prune face and all dried up and looking like woe is me and all sad that you know, that things are going on in the economy and with the government and all that. I'm not a bit sad. I've got something here to shout about. And I could prove that to you in Acts chapter 2. It talks about in the first verse, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon them, each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And, you know, I was thinking here just a minute when I was talking about, I thank God that I belong to a Pentecostal church. And, you know, I'm not Pentecostal because Mom was Pentecostal. I'm not Pentecostal because Grandma got out of the Catholic religion and she got into she ended up going to Methodist church, and from what I understand, she used to go with my grandpa to his mom and dad's, which were Pentecostal, and Grandma got to see the Pentecostal experience, and I don't know if she ever shouted, I don't know if she ever received the baptism of the Holy Ghost before she went on, but I do know she was born again, praise God, and I know that you must be born again to make it to heaven, and that's what I want to talk to you about here. What are you shouting about? I'm shouting because Jesus gave me the revelation of who he is. And, you know, he asked the disciples, "Who does man say that I am?" And he talked to Peter. Peter says to him, he said, "You're the Son of the living God." Praise God. And only the Lord can reveal that. The Father above can give that revelation to you and I. And we've got that revelation that one day, because Jesus says that I once was dead, but now I'm alive in the book of Revelations. And I am he, praise God, at Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Praise God, but I was once dead, but now I'm alive, and that's exactly how I was, Brother Yearwood. I was once dead in my trespasses and my transgressions, and I found Jesus one day, and I understood, just like Paul, when he was on the way, on the road to Damascus, and he was struck blind, and praise God that even though he was struck blind there, he began to see, and one day when I was in my sins and of this world and in this world, I began to see. He shone the light on me and he struck me blind so that I can see. And I thank God for the revelation of Jesus. And that's why I've got a reason to shout. And I was thinking in verse 12, I'm going to skip down in Acts. It says, "And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter standing with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwelleth in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. These are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. And And this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Praise God. And we've got that today. Hallelujah. And I want to go to Corinthians 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Praise God. And then 1 Corinthians in chapter 7, verse 13, from 7, starting with verse 7 in chapter, oh goodness, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for him that love him. But God hath revealed, now listen to this, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of Christ, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, compareth spiritual things with spirit. That's why it's good to receive the Holy Ghost, praise God. It will quicken our mortal body. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I know him tonight. That's what I'm shouting about. I'm going to be one day with him, praise the Lord. And you know the Bible talks about how there in Acts 2, it says in verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both the Lord and Christ. And a while ago we said if they would have known, they would not have crucified him. But now they did not know. And now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We know that we're those that are far off. Praise the Lord from that day. Praise God. It is for me, it's for you, it's to the uttermost part of the world. Praise God. If you don't know him tonight as your Lord and Savior, won't you give him a try and won't you repent of your sins and let him begin to show the mysteries of God unto you, things that man cannot teach you. That's what I'm shouting about, Brother Yearwood. I'm shouting on this side because on the other side, I know we're going to shout, praise the Lord. The book of Isaiah said that the train filled the temple and the angels cry, holy, 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 day and night. Hallelujah. And we're going to be there someday and we're going to, on this side, like you said, we can shout now. Hallelujah. But we're going to be shouting into eternity. Hallelujah. Just like Brother John was talking about that he's going to descend with a shout. And I was thinking about that right before he had said that. I went away into the other room and I can hear him preaching. And one of these days he's going to descend with a shout. And praise God, there's many ways that we can shout. We could cry, holy, 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 with the angels, and we can shout hallelujah, which all languages, from what I understand, understandeth, they understand hallelujah, and that's the highest praise that you can give, and you can dance before the Lord as David danced, praise God, and you can play on the cymbals and the instruments, and you can sing songs of Zion, praise God, and pray, hallelujah. You can shout now. That there's a song that says shout now. Praise God, before the battle is won, before the victory is, before the battle is over, before the victory is won, you can shout now. Praise God, He said to call those things, speak those things that are not as though they were. Praise the Lord, we're just pilgrims here in a strange land, but we're heading into glory. We're heading into that promised land. We're just children out in the wilderness, but praise God, He's our oasis in the middle of a desert. He's our water, praise God, when we're thirsty, and He's our bread when we're hungry. Praise God, He is so good. He's a good God, and looking forward to hearing you, Brother Yearwood, and any of those that are on tonight. The remainder, everybody sound good tonight. I was thinking about how Brother Tony, how he had probably 10 minutes that he had said, and I thought how it was wonderful what he was saying in such a short time. And I was thinking that little is much when God is in it. If you've got just a little bit to say, and when God is in it, it's a whole lot. Praise the Lord. I love it when the pastor says, Sister Green, you got a song, and he'll have me come sing. And I love it when it's not planned. And you know, it's good, I know, to be scheduled because it's supposed to be in decency and order. But I just love when the Lord gets in it and takes over, and you get up there, and you might have just a little bit to say, but when God's in it, it's a whole lot. And I just love my church. I love the church that I go to. It's 5990 Michael Road, in Middletown, Ohio, Heavenly Highway Tabernacle. There were Pastor Billy Wilson and the co-pastor, Brother Merle Seeley, is our pastors. If you're in the Middletown area and looking for a church, it sure is a good one. I tell you, I'm wanting you to get into a fired-up, Holy Ghost-filled Pentecostal church, praise the Lord, that believes in living right. I tell you, we sing a song sometimes that ain't done nothing today that would make my Lord ashamed. I haven't watched nothing today that would make my Lord ashamed. I haven't said nothing today that would make my Lord ashamed. I haven't listened to nothing that would make my Lord ashamed. Praise God. And when you get in the presence of God, we're to walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Day and night, meditate on Him. Not just in church, but you can shout hallelujah doing your dishes. I get my best blessings when I'm home alone and I'm doing my dishes. And Clint might be out in the yard doing stuff out in the yard. And the Holy Ghost just begins to start blessing me. My aunt Amen. Had a revelation of Jesus. Of being on the sea of glass. One day she was at her washing her dishes, and she said she was wanting the revelation of the sea of glass. Lord, what does this mean? And she said she threw up her hands, and the Holy Ghost began to spin her in the middle of her kitchen and twirl her around and around, and said she went into a vision. Praise God. And if I'm telling it right, it's been a long time since I heard her tell it, but she said that the Lord showed her in a vision, her, on the sea of glass. And on the sea of glass, there was people shouting all over the place. And I could just vision that she must have been in. And that sea of glass went before the throne of God. And she said that the people were going forward, and even the people that were turned around backwards were still going forward, but they were shouting. They were dancing on this, before the throne of God on that sea of glass. And you know, the Lord showed her that that is the highway of holiness that the Bible talks about, and how that it was a highway before the throne of God. In heaven, it was the same as the sea of glass. Praise God. Praise the Lord. It was that place of protection. If you're sin-free and you live before God clean and holy and acceptable unto Him, and you offer your body as a living sacrifice, you can shout. You have a reason to shout now while you're on this side of glory. Praise God. Brother Yearwood, back to you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. That's a wonderful word of God. So I'm going to let Tim come back and sing another song, then we'll give the prayer request, and just obey the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Just worship with him as he sings a song here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'll just let Betty go ahead and read the prayer request. Tim gets his machine wound up here.
I was just thinking about the title of the message tonight, What's the Shout About? And I was just thinking about how the people at the ball game on Sunday shouted. And I was just thinking, we as Christians got more to shout about than the world. We've been given salvation, eternal life, hope, peace, and all that. And that's enough to shout about, I think. And I just think that victory is in the shout.
Amen.
I've got a lot of prayer requests here. Gladys Dittmer says, pray for my Uncle Gary who has cancer, and pray for my family. We have two cars down, and also she needs strength because she's watching her granddaughter 15 hours a day. So remember that. And we got a preacher friend, Brother Steve Woods, that has cellulitis, or whatever you call it, some kind of infection in his legs anyway. And he's really needing God to move for him. And Edith Hampton, Keith Green, Fred Brannon has cancer. Kevin Strickland needs prayer. He had that bike wreck, and his face is all messed up, so he needs salvation also. And my nephew Tony Young needs healing and salvation. We have five kids that need salvation: Tony, Philip, Deidre, Faith, and Charity. And a six-year-old kid needs prayer tonight. Remember the Bivens family that lost their daughter-in-law this week. And remember Pastor Jess Anklin Rock up there in West Virginia. Their water was contaminated here a few weeks back, and their water still ain't good for taking baths and all that stuff in. So remember them tonight. And he's also been sick in his body. He's going to the doctor tomorrow, so remember him. Remember Tim tonight. He's been having some problems in his health, so remember him. And how's Kenny Stams and them doing, Sister Joanne?
From what I understand, I don't know if you got the latest report where they said he was in congestive heart failure. He's probably around in his late 40s, maybe early 50s. He has double pneumonia and also the flu on top of that. So last I heard, he was still in the hospital.
Okay. Jenny Bowers, she needs healing. Dossie Clowers needs a healing. Martha and Roy Sexton needs healing in their body. Let's remember Sister Frieda Lynchfield that comes on with us. Let's just pray that God will meet all of her needs. And Sister Debbie Samples needs healing tonight. And Brother Eddie Bolton, let's remember him. And Martha Pierman. And we've got a Sister Barbara Smith that used to sing with the Branham family. We just seen her last weekend, and she's had a pacemaker put in since then. So let's remember her. She needs prayer tonight.
Praise the Lord. Do you have any more prayer requests, Sister Joanne, to turn in?
Brother Yearwood, yeah, we have another prayer request for one of the sisters at church, Sister Josephine Collins, and she's in the hospital. She's an elderly lady. She needs prayer. I don't know what it is that's wrong with her. But they said she'd be in there probably about 10 more days. So I don't know what it is, but let's pray for her.
Okay. So I don't know We've got another call in, so if this other call in want to say something, why, go ahead and speak up. If you don't, why, we won't call you out. So, anyway, let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray right now for this, and we'll let Tim come and sing. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just reach down, God, in this place, God, Lord, that you would touch each and every request. Father, Lord, that you see them. Lord, that you would just move. And Father, Lord, that you would just touch, Lord, that you would save the souls, God, Lord, that need salvation. Lord, that you'll reach down and save them. Lord, that's so near to hell there. Father, we just ask you, God, that you would just touch them. And Lord, that you would save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. And Lord, them that are sick and afflicted, God, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch their bodies. And Father, that you will heal them, Lord. And make them whole, Father, in the name of Jesus. I will give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all, God. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with Tim here as he sings tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, rebuked, scorned, talked about to rest for. I've been up, down, almost to the ground. But long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, long, long, long as I've got him, don't need nobody else. I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, rebuked, scorned, talked about to reform. I've been up, down, almost to the ground. But long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, long, long, long as I've gone, don't need nobody else. I don't need nobody else. I don't need nobody else. No mother, father, sister, brother, no doctor, lawyer, preacher, teacher. Long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, long, long, long as I've gone, don't need nobody else. I don't need nobody else. I don't need nobody else. No mother, father, sister, brother, no doctor, lawyer, preacher, teacher. Long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, long, long, long as I've got, don't need nobody else. Do you know what I mean? I didn't lie at all, cheated, talked about, mistreated, previewed, scorned, talked about to rest for. I've been up, down, almost to the ground. Long, 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 long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus. I know he's a burden bearer, I know he's a heavy load bearer. He'll be a bridge of water, he'll be a doctor and a lawyer. He'll be your friend when you're friendless, he'll be your mother when you're motherless. He'll be your bread when you're hungry, he'll be a comfort when you're lonely. Long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus. I got him, Jesus, I got him, Jesus, I got him, Jesus, I got him, Jesus. He's the lily of the valley, he's the bright morning star, he's the sweet rose of Sharon, and the great I am. Long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, long, long, long as I've got him, don't need nobody else. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for that, you know. And I'm just sitting here just studying what do you have to shout about. You know, I tell you what, we've got a lot to shout about tonight if we just realize what all that God has done for us and what he's going to do for us. You know, I tell you, God is a God that loved us enough that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And, you know, I thank God tonight that I want just to back up just a little bit here. I know that Brother John come over it pretty good, and I'm not going to get on too much of what he said, but I just want to say the Jericho walls, you know, praise God, it took a shout to get anything done. And, you know, praise God, whenever they went around the walls, if they just went around the sixth time and stopped, they would never, nothing would have happened. But he went around the seventh day, and the Lord told him, said, you go around the seventh time, then you start your shout. And, you know, praise God, tonight, whenever we think back a little bit and think about what God has done for us, as Brother Green was saying there a while ago, praise God, we ought to have a shout. Hallelujah. Whenever we got ourselves saved and got ourselves straightened up and got it out of places that we used to go to, we ought to have a shout because there ought to be a Spirit of God come down in us. And when that Spirit come in, it shook these mortal bodies and it livened us up. Praise God. Paul said, behold, all old things passed away. I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight. I praise God that whenever God come into my life, he put a shout down in my spirit, down in my soul. I praise God. There's not every time that I walk through the church doors that I shout, but I've got a shout in there. Whenever the Lord moves on me to shout, praise God, we've got to shout. We've got to move as the Spirit moves. The Bible tells us, quench not the Spirit. Praise God, if we sit down on the Spirit of God and we don't be obedient to it, then we're in trouble with God because we have shut him up. I'm so thankful tonight. I praise God that we don't put God in a little box, but we put him up on a pedestal where he belongs, the war that he can make us shout, praise God. I tell you tonight, my friend, if you've got the troubles that have got you burdened down, that you don't know which way to go, which way to turn, I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll just raise your hands and look toward heaven and start giving God the glory, start praising God, then you can have a shout. You can feel a shout coming on. Then just be obedient to God. Then obey God. Hallelujah. Whenever we do that, then we have something to shout about. I'm going to let Betty read something here for me. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that if we've been born again, washed in his blood, and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, we've got to shout. Praise God, we've got to shout. Let the world know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The world don't have a thing out there. They've got to shout. The Word said that they were a pleasure in sin for a season, but after a while that season runs out, and they're going to be crying, weeping, and gnashing of teeth. Praise God, there won't be no shouting there then. It'll be too late. But praise God, I'm so thankful. Like Sister Joanne was saying there a while ago, praise God, we get into the kingdom of God. We get in the spiritual realm. There's a shout, hallelujah, that will get stirred up, and that will lead us, and that will guide us, It will shake these mortal bodies. That's what David had. He had the Spirit of God down in him. That whenever he began to shout, praise God, his wife, she looked out there. She didn't even like it because David was shouting. But he was shouting before God with all of his might. My friend, tonight, we can shout before God with all of our might because the presence of God is down in our lives, down in our bodies. It will stir us up if we will let it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll let Betty read some. Hallelujah.
Luke 17, verses 15 and 16. And one of them, when they saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. 1 Samuel 4, verses 5 and 6. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the Ark of the Lord was come into the camp.
Amen. You know, I want us to think there just for a minute about that man. Hallelujah. He it was a leper, my friend, that went and come. And the Lord seen them there, and there was 10 of them. They seen the Lord, and they cried out. I praise God for healing. And, you know, whenever the Lord told them, he told them he would heal them. They told him, they said, if it be you, you could, it's not in this passage of scripture that we got wrote down, but it's in that same scripture in Luke 17 there. It said, they asked him, said, if you would, you could cleanse us. And the Lord told them that go and show theirself to the priest. And when they went, and that one on the way seen that he was cleansed, he turned and he went back to the Lord just to thank the Lord. He went back to praise God that he was cleansed. Then the Lord asked him, said, wasn't there 10 onions? Where's the other 9? And praise God, I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a way that a lot of us, tonight, when God does something for us, we don't return back. We don't go back and give him the praise and the glory for it. We need to return back. We need to shout the victory that God has done something for us. I tell you, people are missing out on a lot of their blessings because they're not glorifying the Father, because they're not turning around to God and giving him the praise and not giving him the glory where it's due. I tell you, too many today, they like to go to the doctors and give the doctor, the man, all the praise, but they can't because the praise comes from God. The glory comes from God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more. Praise the Lord.
Psalms 47, 1 through 5. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is the great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 14 through 18. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I want to thank God just for a minute. The Lord himself is going to descend back from heaven there in verse 16. It said, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You know, praise God, if we're asleep in the grave, praise God, I tell you what, we're going to rise first, and we're going forever to be with him in the air. And I'm telling you tonight, my friend, he's going to come back with a loud shout. And when he comes back with that loud shout, he's going to catch us all up. And them that is remained, them that is still alive and remain, shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, forever to call up to be with the Lord. I tell you, God is moving tonight for his people, and we have the rights for a shout. We have the rights, my friend, tonight to glorify the Father. I tell you what, we've got the rights tonight to cry out to God and to worship him in spirit and in truth, because he seeks each one to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. I'm so thankful tonight. I praise God that we have to be led by the Spirit of God. And if we're led by the Spirit, my friend, we can worship God. We can have a shout. It may not be the way that man would expect you to be. And praise God, I'm glad tonight that God said that we were a peculiar people. He chose us out of his marvelous, out of the darkness into his marvelous light. I'm so glad tonight, praise God, that people can worship the Lord in the spirit and in the truth. They can magnify him. I tell you, glory to God, hallelujah. It's a presence of God tonight that we have got to shout, just like there was there when they were going around the Jericho walls. If they didn't shout then, praise God, the walls wouldn't have fell. But if you noticed, they didn't spread out. The walls went straight down. I believe they just sunk, just like they went into the ground or something. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that God told them. He said, you can take this city. And my friend, tonight, we can take this city. We can take the presence of God because God has made it easy for us. We just got to go with a shout. We've got to go with the victory with Jesus. Hallelujah. If we go with his victory, then we'll make heaven our home. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need just to pray for me. My voice is trying to go. But thank God. I'm so thankful tonight that God is still God. He's still on the throne. He's still doing the works. Hallelujah. That he told us that he would do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Psalms 5, verses 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Luke 19:37, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice. for all the mighty works that he had that they had seen. Luke 17, verses 12 through 15. And as he entered into this a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
Amen. Praise God. I got a little ahead of myself there a while ago, but that's where I was talking from there a while ago about there being 10 there. I've been with lepers standing four off. But I tell you what, they had enough knowledge. I believe they'd heard about Jesus whenever they called on to Jesus, and he told them to go and to show himself unto the priest. I praise God when they went, and that one, he went and he seen on the way that he was cleansed. He was healed. He turned around to go back to glorify God. Tonight, my friend, that's what we need to do, is to turn around and go back to glorify our God. You know, praise God, I don't know why, but the scripture just come to me. I said we've lost our first love. And, you know, a lot of times people have left their first love. They need to turn around. They need to come back to God and say, Lord, just restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I know that there's not everybody's done that, but there's people out there in the sound of my voice, I feel like have left their first love. They need to return back and come back to God and give him the glory and the praise and the honor and to worship him in spirit and in truth. And he will return back to them because he told us that he was made unto the backsliders. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, you may be out there backsliding. You may be out there just a little bit lukewarm, but you need to get on fire. And the way that you can get on fire is to return back and go back and with a loud voice cry out to God. He will hear you. He will forgive you. He will reach down and take a hold. He will forgive you of everything that you've ever done. He said in his word that he forgives us of all sin. But one, the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost is not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, if we will only turn our lives around and go back to the first love, one that we once had, I tell you, I thank God. A lot of times I start feeling like that I'm getting further away or something. I start crying out, God, I just return me back unto the joy of my salvation. I like David did. David cried out, God, just restore unto me the joy of my salvation. That's what we all need to do from time to time. We need to return back and to check up and to see if we are on fire with God, and see if we're doing what God would have us to do. I tell you what, I thank God tonight for what he's doing and for what he's doing here on this broadcast tonight. Praise God. Brother Green, I'm wanting to let Betty read some more here. Then I'm going to turn it over to you here in a minute because my voice is going. I don't understand why, but God knows. Hallelujah. Praise
Acts
the Lord.
Acts 3, verses 1 through 9. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Revelations 5, verses 12 through 14, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto them that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
Praise the Lord. Brother Green?
Yeah.
I'm going to let
okay.
you
Okay, I thank the Lord. You know, Peter and John went up to that temple at the hour of prayer, and the Bible said that they met that lame man at that beautiful gate of the temple. And, you know, he was wanting something from them. But you know what? They said, "Silver and gold have I none." They didn't have silver and gold. You know, there's a lot of, people today, they got a lot of silver and gold, but they don't have no power with God. But I'll tell you, God
Amen.
Has chosen us, the poor of this world, the Bible said, to be rich in faith. And I'll tell you, if you got faith tonight, you got something to shout about. I'll tell you, you got something that the world don't have. You know, they would bring, I believe today, if they could get faith, you know, a great measure of faith, they would come and I believe they'd lay their money down at the feet of the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the church house. They would come bringing their millions of dollars and laying it down, because there's going to come a time when people is going to need God. There's going to come a day when gross darkness gone come upon this world. There's going to come a day when the door of mercy is going to be shut. And I'll tell you, we'd better get in today while we're still here, while we're still got time, while we're still on shouting ground. You know, I think that man went into that temple. The Bible said Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up, and his ankles received strength, and he was made whole. And later on, I believe the Bible said it was through faith that he had gotten this perfect healing in his body, that he was made perfectly whole. He went into that temple leaping and praising God. And you know what? They saw that man, and they knew that it had been him that had been laying at the beautiful gate of the temple. And when they saw him, they knew that something had happened to this man. And I tell you, God got the glory. And I tell you, it's time for us to give God the glory. It's time when we go into God's house and we raise our hands and we clap our hands, all you people, and shout unto God. It's time to give him glory. It's time to give him praise. It's not time to go into the house of God and be all down and all out and act like we got no victory. But the Bible said that we are victorious tonight. We have victory. You know, when they marched around them walls of Jericho, I know they didn't say nothing. They just marched. But one day, Joshua said, "Shout," and they shouted, and they blowed on them ram horns. And you know that there wall, them walls come tumbling down, as the old song said, that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, the Bible don't say the walls come tumbling down, but it does say that they fell down flat. And I'll tell you,
amen.
And it was that woman there that was a harlot that was saved that day in her house, and everybody that was in that house was saved. And you know, I think about Moses when they got ready to come out of Egypt. You know, he said, "Take the blood of the lamb and put it above the doorposts, and put it up on the lintel above the door, and put it on the side, two side posts." And I'll tell you, that's a sign of a cross, if you ask me. Blood on the top, but on the two side posts. And Jesus stretched
amen.
Out his hands one day, and they smote him on the head, and they platted a crown of thorns and put him on his head. And you know, there was blood. There was blood come running down on that cross. And I'll tell you, that blood was shed for the remission of our sins. The Bible said there in Leviticus, I think it's 17:11, that he had given them the blood upon the altar, and it was given for their souls, to redeem their soul. And I'll tell you tonight, Jesus redeemed us at Calvary. He gave us something to shout about. You know, that man went into that temple shouting and praising God. And I tell you, gave Peter a chance to preach the gospel. And he said, "This man's not here standing before you whole because of us. It's because of Jesus Christ, the one that you crucified and that you hanged on a tree. It's because of him, and the faith which is by him hath made this man whole." I tell you, that's what will make us whole tonight, is the faith which is by him, that man that
amen.
Died on that cross 2,000 years ago, and they shed his blood. They put him on that cross and nailed him in his hands and in his feet. You know, I believe on that they come out of Egypt there. They came out, and the Bible said there was not one feeble one among them. I'll tell you, there's healing in this atonement, I'll tell you. Isaiah 53:5 said that he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Bible said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all." And I tell you, I believe it was David said that he was once sick, but it was good for him. You know, there's times when a little bit of sickness might be good for us, praise God, because it'll get us to look to God. It'll get us to put our face toward him and start calling on him and examining ourselves and seeing, what is it, Lord? What am I doing? And where have I got out of line? Because the Bible said that he chastises them that are his. And many times people get out of line a little bit, and they might offend somebody or talk bad about somebody, or they might throw off on somebody or something like that, or they might bring false accusations sometimes when they don't have all the truth. But I tell you, it's time first to put all these things aside, quit pointing our finger at people, and start seeking God and calling on him so that we can go into the temple rejoicing and praising God just like this man did. You know, they probably hadn't been nobody in that temple for a long time, shouting and rejoicing and leaping and praising God. But he went in there that day, and I'd say they might have been, some of them said, "He's out of order, put him out." But I'll tell you, you're not out of order when you're shouting and you're giving God the glory. Because when God does something for you, we need to give God the glory. We need to testify and to tell the goodness of God. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there, Brother Green. I appreciate you all calling, coming in there tonight, being with us. I don't know what happened to my voice, but God knows all about it. But anyway, we just praise God for it. And I thank God, you know, that we do have a shout. We can shout the victory of God to this lost and dying world. You know, if we'll shout a little bit, they will see what's going on, and they'll see the light. You know, I don't believe that we have to get out and have a sign on our back or a sign on us, or we don't have to get out and tell everybody, But, you know, we need that light shining. We need that shout down in our heart that people can see that good works and want to glorify the Father, which is in heaven. So, praise God. I thank God tonight for each and every one that called in, come in and had a part of this, and you that called in on the phone and just listen. I thank God for you, and we'll be doing this next week. And Brother Green them's got a broadcast. I'll let them tell you what time they come on and how to find them. I'll come in there, Sister Green.
Okay,
tell us,
Brother Yearwood, it's going to be from 10 till 12 Friday night, and the message is going to be Get Your House in Order. And I don't know, Joanna might know a little more about it.
It's blogtalkradio.com/The Macedonian Call.
Okay, praise the Lord. All right, they done said 10 seconds. So we'll just say good night. God bless you.
Right.
We love everybody that called in, and we'll talk to you there next week.
God bless.
All right, God bless y'all.
God bless.